Jerome, the Junkyard Dog Williams, joining us on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Hotline. How are you?
I'm good, Amy. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. I will say this. I do feel I have a hangover from Game 6. That was an absolute roller coaster. What'd you think of it?
That was probably the roller coaster of all roller coasters. I've never seen an NBA game in an away gym with that many ups and downs. Never. That was unbelievable.
Well, who do you point the finger at here, Jerome? The fans, the Spurs fans, are like, what was Popovich thinking with his substitutions with Parker and Duncan out of the game at key moments in the fourth quarter? Is there one player or is it Popovich? Who's responsible? The Spurs had that game won three times, it seemed.
Well, you know, they had to make some free throws there. I think that was, when it comes down to possession basketball, Popovich is a master. And, you know, but he does need his team to put him in a position to win. And I think that Kawhi Leonard had an opportunity to make that a two-possession game with under 30 seconds left in the game. And people don't understand the significance of that because it continues to put pressure on Miami for them to go and have to foul to put him back on the free throw line to save clock. And in a way, Jim, it's all about clock management. So by missing that free throw, and them only being down three, you know, it put them in desperation situation, but, you know, able to look forward to overtime by if they were able to tie it, which, of course, they missed the first shot. Chris Bosh gets the rebound, and then, you know, he's able to kick it out to Ray Allen. The thought that he was having was, you know, if we can switch everything in on the perimeter, you know, it's going to be better defensively that way. But, you know, who would have guessed that they were going to be able to miss the shot, get the rebound, and have enough time left to go ahead and hit that shot, you know, with less than 2 seconds left. So that to me was just, you know, that was wild basketball right there.
Jerome Williams, a Junkyard Dog, former NBA player, joining us on Fox Sports tonight. Jerome, let's talk about that last play, that last 2 seconds. A lot of people upset that there were not fouls called. And then I've heard other people say, listen, I mean, if you're looking at the feet, you can't look at the hands, and there were people in the way and all sorts of excuses for the referees. What did you think when you watched that?
Well, I thought, you know, first of all, that was a tremendous play that Popovich drew up, number one, by even, you know, being able to get him, you know, over the screen for that backdoor look, and a great pass by Tim Duncan. The only thing with that was that, you know, Chris Bosh has made a heck of a play. You know, they switched it, and he just closed out, you know, and timed the ball perfectly where he could just, you know, reach up and was able to block the shot. So, you know, I think that the referees did call that right. There wasn't enough contact for it to be a foul to, you know, significantly change the course of that game. And, you know, it was just like, that was probably, you know, the most craziest game you're ever going to see in the NBA in terms of how everybody was managing the game and the players playing. I mean, if you would have said, you know, this LeBron James looked like he's confident right now, you know, down five with under a minute, I would have to say no, he didn't look confident at all. It looked like he was looking at, you know, seeing someone else standing on the podium. But, you know, the basketball guys had a different way.
Hey, Jerome, I'm going to ask you. You played in the mid-late 90s, and I remember it was a couple weeks ago. Dennis Rodman said LeBron James, if he played back then, he'd be an average player around that time in the NBA. As a guy that played in that era around that time, how do you feel about that? You agree with Rodman, you disagree with him?
Well, you know, I've gone out with Rodman, you know, one time in my life, and I can tell you this. You know, the guy can throw a few liqueurs back, you know. So sometimes if you have that type of issue in terms of, you know, being able to drink a little bit, you know, sometimes that distorts your ability to really think through things properly. So that statement, I don't think he probably had, you know, that was probably after a club night being quoted saying he'd be an average player because LeBron James would definitely have not been an average player. He, you know, he's a very phenomenal athlete and a phenomenal basketball player. I think Dennis is now just reaching, you know, because that wasn't a very smart statement. With his athleticism and his ability to pass, rebound, and play, you know, four positions, he would have definitely been a significant player, you know, in their era as well. You know, comparing him to Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson and those type of elite, you know, level all-stars is one thing. But to say he would have been average, you know, so that would have been putting him below Dennis Rodman, because Dennis Rodman was an average basketball player in his life.
Wow, Jerome, don't hold back, Jerome. I love this. This is outstanding.
Hey, as you can see, I don't drink.
Yeah, Jerome, you and I have the same drinking problem. We have a problem when there's not a drink in our hand, and I like you for that. Thank you very much. By the way, everybody, the hockey game is tied up. Jerome, I don't know if you watch hockey, but there you go.
There you go.
Last night we were watching the game, and LeBron James took his headband off, started playing lights out. My theory was that the shine off of the six head was blinding his competitors. What do you think was the difference for him aside from taking off his headband in that fourth quarter?
Well, you know, it was right after I believe he went up for that dunk, and, you know, it kind of, you know, someone had swiped at his head and it came off. The reason why he did not put it back on, that was probably the key. You know, when he started playing a little bit better and was able to catch a little bit of a rhythm, I think that really made a difference for him in terms of saying to himself, you know what, I'm gonna keep going this route. So, you know, headband or without the headband, you know, when you play in this league so many years with your headband, I definitely wouldn't change that now and play without it. Now, the course of the game goes, and, you know, something happens again where his headband gets lost. He won't be as self-conscious about it. He'll know that he did play well without it, and they were able to get a win. But if I were him, I wouldn't go and change that, because then you're changing your whole karma. And, you know, most players are pretty superstitious.
Jerome, I'm going to ask you about the loyalty. As a guy that played in the league for a long time, Manu Ginobili has had one good game in the NBA Finals. The rest of the time, it's been bad, really bad. In fact, 8 turnovers the other night. You're Popovich. Do you keep him out there in Game 7 if he doesn't have it because he's been so great over the years, or do you have a quick hook because you got to win this game? You win the championship if you win Game 7. Where do you stand on that?
Okay, well, I say to you, what, you know, without Manu Ginobili, then who? You know, who are you going to replace Manu Ginobili with? That's the question. And I really firmly believe that he's won with Manu Ginobili. He's won championships with Manu Ginobili. Everybody knows that Manu Ginobili is a streaky shooter. He's a streaky slasher. When he gets it going, he's devastating. You know, when he doesn't, he's devastating. So either way, you know, you're darned if you do and you're darned if you don't. So if I'm Pop, I keep it going the way I'm going. You know, you have, you know, I don't think Neil or Green really brought their A game of what they bring to the table in terms of the games that they've won and really shooting lights out. So when you take that aspect away as well, I don't even think we'd be talking about Manu Ginobili and what he didn't do if those guys had, you know, better than average games for them, you know, because you didn't need an outstanding game from Danny Green or Neil. Just from the mere fact that, you know, Tim Duncan was having a lights-out career night. So all they needed was one of those guys, not to mention Tony Parker not having a great game.
Well, Jerome, who do you predict to win this thing?
Wow. You know, the statistics have shown that, you know, Game 7's home court advantage has always gone to the home team. You know, it's going to be tough to say San Antonio is going to be able to come out and duplicate, you know, even with all the flaws of Game 6, that same level of intensity and that same level of focus, you know, in every Game 7 that Miami Heat have been in, they've, you know, pretty much found a way to dominate one of the four quarters, and that's all you need to do in a Game 7. You know, the home team has to dominate one quarter. If they play the rest of the quarters even, you know, and that's with you know, San Antonio just playing great basketball. You know, Miami Heat still have the advantage. So, you know, given that, I have to go with the Miami Heat. I'd love to see San Antonio win the game, just from the mere fact that, you know, it just adds to our game of NBA basketball when, you know, teams aren't able to go back-to-back. And then especially with the popularity of the Miami Heat and their road to dominance, I think that this would definitely be a shot in the arm for the league. And it would help overall because players would see that team ball is the best way, you know, not just linking up with a superstar.
Well, Jerome, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much. I hear a kiddo in the background, so I don't know what you need to do. If you need to swing him around and pretend like you're a helicopter or whatever, that always makes me want
to bark. He's
got to
give him the old junkyard dog move.
Oh,
like he's
man.
Back playing.
All I have to do is start my barking.
You don't mess with the junkyard dog. Thanks, Jerome.
Thank you, Jerome.
Hey, thanks for having me.